The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a rave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Yes, it does. And the views and opinions on our show should be the views and opinions of all good conservatives, patriots across the United States of America. Just saying. Good morning.
Whether we're right or we're wrong, they should still be the views.
That's right. So they should agree.
They should agree.
They should.
How you doing?
Doing great. I'm here with Wynn Carpenter.
Good morning. Hey, just so everybody knows, FM 96.5 is not doing its thing this morning. So we'll see what happens.
And we're here with Susie Q. How you doing, Susie?
Good morning. Great. It's beautiful.
It is, isn't it? So you heard the people on the news talking about the beer making supplies. Have you done that yet?
You know, I haven't. I've been planning. It's on my bucket list.
Anyway, again, this is Terry Raposa, Wynn Carpenter, and Susie Q.
Good morning.
And we are here broadcasting live from KCNR 1460 AM, and I guess KCNR 1460 AM only. Also, you can call in at 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. But I don't want to waste any time. There has been rallies going on all across Jefferson. Get the state reopened, get the counties reopened, and we have Mark Whitehead, better known as Mad Dog. Mad Dog, how you doing there, buddy?
Yes, indeed. Hey, Terry. Hey, Wynn, Susie, and everybody in the great state of Jefferson. This is Mark Whitehead, Calaveras County. And so I wanted to check in with you guys. You know, there's an obvious and growing discontent from people throughout California and the nation because of this shutdown brought about by Gavin Newsom and his lying cronies all over California. And this was evident in the protest rallies that came about in our area on Friday and yesterday afternoon, and I just wanted to call in and report on what happened in those rallies. Group of patriots in Calaveras County organized rallies in Jackson and Valley Springs, and they did that through social media and by word of mouth. The one in Jackson, Amador County on Friday was on from about 12 noon until around 3 p.m., and it was pretty successful, short notice that it brought out about 18 business owners and their supporters, and they showed with American flag signs, and they were calling for the reopening of California businesses. So we know these were Republican committee members and local business owners, as well as patriots from that county and across neighboring Calaveras County. And they were just out to express their displeasure over the crisis that this lockdown is creating in the state and in small businesses. That rally attracted the local closed circuit TV station that did interviews and recorded the event. And then yesterday there was a rally in Valley Springs in the neighboring Calaveras County, held that at the intersection of Highway 12 and 26, and that one happened from about 12 until 3 p.m. It attracted businesses, business owners that are suffering from the lockdown, and patriots from the state of Jefferson with American and Jefferson flags, protest signs, and thumbs up. And so at that one, any one time, there were probably 40 to 50 people that assembled on the corners and along the roadway, and in solidarity with the message that came from the passersby, honks, waves, thumbs ups, and there was no shortage of traffic through the area, so we had a good turnout. And that event attracted the Valley Springs News and Calaveras Enterprise newspapers, both of which published articles about the protest. And so I took the one from the Calaveras Enterprise on our Calaveras County for State of Jefferson Facebook page. And you can check in with that page and read all about it. There's another rally that's going to be planned for next Saturday, May 2nd, same location in Valley Springs, from 12 to whenever it breaks up at the same intersection, Highway 12 and 26, for those who are interested. So we're encouraging all patriots to come out for that one, but also for all other State of Jefferson counties to think about hosting your own rally. And encouraging you to come out if you can, protect yourselves, and practice social responsibility towards your fellow citizens to protect against this virus. Bring your flags and your signs and wear your SOJ gear to protest the destruction of the state and national economy.
We have at 9:15, we have three ladies coming on. They are the co-leaders of the Freedom Angels, who put on that rally on May at the Capitol on the 20th, and they also were putting on another one on May 1st. That would be Heidi, Tara, and Kara. And they're going to call in about 9:15. Mark, you may want to stay on your computer and have a hear of what they're going to say. Apparently, one of their folks, I believe it was in San Diego, and of course Heidi will clear this up when she calls in, I believe it was San Diego, actually got arrested for putting together a rally, as a person who put the rally together. Did you have any challenge with law enforcement at all, Highway Patrol, anybody else?
Absolutely no.
Nothing?
No problems.
Okay.
A local CHP officer pulled off the side of the road, but as it turned out, he was talking to one of his relatives. It happens to be his brother, who was part of the protest. He pulled off, talked with him, and then drove on about down the road.
Yeah, we did a little rally of our own. We had a caravan of cars, about 30 cars, and it was great. We did that on Friday at 5 o'clock. We met at the Civic Center here in Reading and then drove around town with a route, and we honked our horns and all that good stuff. And we didn't have any challenges at all from law enforcement either, although we made the news, and the news stated that the police say that if they see people gathering together in a crowd, that's in their estimation, I guess it's 10, sort of like the intolerable acts of 1770. If there's 10 or more people gathered together, they're going to ask them to break up and not do that.
That's kind of funny and kind of ironic, since last night, Saturday night, it wasn't the Cool April Cruise or Cool April Nights, because that organization could not formally say that they were doing anything and they were not part of it. It was just fellow citizens who just happened to own all those cars that got together last night. And there were probably 300 cars out last night on Hartnell Avenue. They kind of converged on a local business parking lot, and they all started there. And then they had three different cruises that went simultaneously, so they would go through neighborhoods so people could see them. They went through my neighborhood. And so as they drove through our neighborhood down the street from us, this guy had he had his hose out the back fence, and he was hosing down the street, so all these little hot rods come up with these big fat tires, and they'd spin them off as they're going through, and everybody loved it. It was awesome. So I do know that people are out and about, and they're fed up with it. They're sick and tired of it, and they wanted to go out and do their thing with their cars and just to be outside. It was a beautiful night last night. Mosquitoes loved it. The people loved it. It was nice.
Yeah, well, it's a shame, because there seems to be, I don't know, almost reminds me a little bit of Measure A. There seems to be just a one-sided situation on a lot of talk radio. you know, about how, well, this is going on, that's going on, and same people come on, same people, you know. In fact, Shasta County today, Mark, I'll just let you know this, and then we'll let you go. Shasta County has said that we may not open fully for a year. I don't think people are going to stand for that. But anyway, we've got to go off to a break.
We do have an election coming up, so we'll get rid of some of those people when they're...
There we go, my friend.
Voicing
there we go.
All that BS.
There we go, my friend. Anyway, Mark Whitehead, thank you, my good friend. You're awesome. Mad Dog, thanks for the information. And don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Call in whenever you want, please, if you have anything that you want to contribute.
All right. Well, I'll probably give you another report after next Saturday.
Because, oh, that'd be great.
It'll probably increase in volume, you know, once word gets out. This one was pretty successful, and we hope to fill all corners. There was one poor lone gentleman who felt, you know, had an opinion opposite of reopening the state. He stood on one of the corners just all by himself with a mask on and a long trench coat on. I was wondering what was under it, of course. And he had his sign saying, don't give up now, keep in place, you know, or whatever it was.
Then why wasn't he home?
Good question.
I mean,
good
if he's going to keep in place, then
well,
stay
he
home.
Was told, he was asked that question. A couple of Patriots asked him, why aren't you at home? No response.
Yeah, don't have one.
All right, you guys, take care.
Thank you, Mark.
All righty, thanks, Mark. Have so with that, we'll take our break. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
One, two, three.
Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance for the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Cop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Huh. some of us are old enough to remember that movie. Some of us are old enough to have worn the same shoes as Tom. Mr. Travolta. Yeah. Those were pretty bad shoes, man. I'll tell you what. If you were 5'5", they made you 6'8".
As long as you were up on them. In the
they were. And the pants were something else, I'll
tell
you.
Didn't roll your ankle.
That was it, yeah. Had to get the strut, you know. Travolta strut. Anyway, we have our guest. It's Heidi Munoz-Gleisner. Did I pronounce that right, my dear?
Close. It's Heidi Munoz-Gleisner.
Well, I didn't mutilate it too bad, did I?
No, not too bad.
Okay, so you're there with Tara and Kara. So I have Heidi, Tara, and Kara. Oh, my.
And Denise. Can I merge her in? I wanted to make sure I got permission before I did that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let me merge her in real fast.
That'd be great.
Okay, let's get her on.
That'd be great. Anyway, you ladies are part of the Freedom Angels and been instrumental in these rallies. You've been instrumental against fighting against these.
Okay, you have Tara and Heidi.
Got a bit of an echo there, my dear.
Okay, then we're going to separate.
Yeah, the echo is going to kill us.
Yeah.
They could actually call in on the same line, on our line, if you want. Then we could have them on our phone line.
Are they all together? Are you guys all separated? Or are you in the same room or what?
We are in the same room. If we go outside, you'll hear the traffic.
How about different rooms?
Yeah, something, because you're echoing back on us pretty hard.
Let's see. Is that better now?
Yes.
Yes, much better. Anyway, okay. Heidi, tell us a bit about your organization and what you guys are doing.
So I am one of the co-founders of Freedom Angels Foundation, and we are a group of patriot mothers who stand solidly to support the Constitution.
God bless you.
Yeah, I know. I met some of you at the Capitol. We were down there with Jefferson, and we were actually protesting in front of the Robert Matsui Courthouse over the state of California trying to take away our Second Amendment rights, and we came over and joined you guys, a few of us did. And it was an amazing sight to see you people there. A lot of young mothers standing in front of the Capitol and standing inside and standing in front of Newsom's office, just letting him know how the cows ate the cabbage and standing up and having the courage to do that. Now, there is another rally coming up on the 1st. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, so can we tell you about what we're here for right now?
Yes, ma'am. Please.
Okay, so we are actually in San Diego right now. We're about a couple hours from walking to the beach, meaning a couple hours from walking to the beach. We're at Pacific Beach right now, and there is going to be a major protest today called Stand for Freedom at 1 p.m. at 4400 Oceanfront Walk in Pacific Beach, San Diego, and we are coming to stand with our friend Naomi, who the San Diego County Sheriff and Police Department have criminally charged her for the protest that she held last weekend in the gas lamp, and that she's planning another one for today. And so we are coming to stand in solidarity. They have made the threat that they will arrest her if she shows up today.
Now, they have filed charges already, or they threaten to file charges?
They do have something. She has attorneys. She's retained attorneys already through the Center for American Liberties.
Oh, so she's working with Mark Muser?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, she is.
Yep, he's her friend. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So she's not here with us right now. I wish she was, so she could answer the fine detail, but she does have legal representation. That's how serious this is.
Okay. What are the grounds in which the Sheriff's Department and Police Department is filing charges? Because it sounds to me like they're in clear violation of Title 18 of the United States Code, Code Section 242. So what exactly is it that they're saying she's doing? What are they basing their arrest on, their threat of arrest?
This is on violating the county public health officer's order for the county and Newsom's executive order
Okay.
for the state.
Okay, well, how is she, if she hasn't, how can they do that? I mean, I want to read you, well, I won't read it now, but I'll read it when down the road here, maybe after we're done with the segment, I'll read it. Because Title 18 is very clear that no one under the color of law, no police officer, no politician, no sheriff, no one can arrest somebody if they're actually exercising their constitutional rights. In fact, it's a felony. So, and I know Mark will use that, but again, so last week when you guys did this down in San Diego, did the police come out there and attempt to arrest her, or was that just something that was done later on, or how did that work? How did that all work?
So they were there and they were present. We as Freedom Angels were not present, but Naomi was there because she was the organizer. But the police were there. They did speak with her multiple times, but it wasn't until the day after Tuesday that they called her and said that they were bringing forth charges.
So, they didn't
doing a lot of retroactive coercion and fear tactics. There's been multiple encounters now with other protesters, like in New Jersey, there was retribution after the fact as well. We have friends who we know personally in New Jersey who officially were served citations for a $1,000 fine or 90 days in jail. So this is a nationwide thing. But yes, obviously, we're here in California, but we have friends across the nation with our work that we've done as Freedom Angels.
Well, I would think that, you know, the charges have to be, they're not federal, because, in each state, it's what each governor, whatever their edict has been, which I believe they're all unconstitutional, illegal, frankly. Now, tell us more about what's going to be going on in Sacramento, too, because that's one I think a lot of people here, at least in this neck of the woods, that are listening to this, are going to be really interested. What time does that start, and what's going on Friday?
Yes. So Friday, May 1st, we have titled the protest May Day, May Day, because this is a distress signal. This is all hands on deck.
Right.
We need everybody coming to the Capitol. And no, we do not have a permit this time. We don't need permission slips to show up. We were just doing that as a courtesy. But we're in a showdown with the governor right now, and he knows we mean business. We're hearing that he's going to go to extraordinary lengths to keep us from even getting anywhere near.
Well,
high noon.
So
boots on the ground, high noon, meaning we are calling on all patriots to show up, whether they want to drive in a convoy and surround the Capitol or if they want to get out of their cars and, you know, walk around on the sidewalk as a show of solidarity. Last Monday we were there and we had a couple thousand show up, but for the first we need 10,000 at least to come.
So is there going to be, you said he was going to pull out all the stops, so does that mean he's going to block off the streets that are adjoining to the Capitol all the way around the Capitol, like multiple blocks out?
Yes, that's what we're hearing.
So then how are you going to get your vehicles in there to go around the Capitol?
That's what we're working on right now. This is news that just came to us today, this morning, in fact, that the lengths he's going to go to try and keep us from the Capitol.
So then when they do those barricades, are people not going to be able to walk or stroll there in any way?
We do not know at this point.
Okay.
He's doing everything he can to suppress our First Amendment rights to peaceably assemble
and
freedom of speech and redress of government.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I know that he has said he's not going to issue any permits anymore, that he's done issuing permits.
Cool. Then we don't have to go through the headache.
Yeah,
of
we
doing
don't
have
to go through the headache. So, I mean, you know, you're really complying with him by not getting a permit. You're just doing what he wants because
exactly.
He doesn't. Yeah. You know, again, it's the type of thing. Well, you know, the sheriff of Sacramento County should be ashamed of himself for one thing. You know, really and truly, how can you barricade the streets? I mean, how can you block the streets of people wanting to go to and fro? I mean, you know, what we have to do.
It's going to impact everybody
right.
around them. So now they're going to get a taste of what we've all been going through.
What we need to do, too, is we need to print out Title
18.
Yeah.
Yep.
United States Code 242. Do we have to take a break there, Susie Q?
Yes, we do.
We've got to take a break. Can you ladies please hold on through the break?
Yes. Yes, okay. We can.
Great.
We'll be back in just a moment.
We'll be back as time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Okay, we're back, and we're here with Heidi, Tara,
yes, I'm here.
Kara,
yes.
And Denise.
Yes.
And before we go any further, I want to read Title 18. It's very short, but I want to read Title 18, Code Section 242, and then I want you ladies to comment on this. Whoever under the color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. And if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or attempted to kidnap, I wonder if dragging you off to jail could be considered that, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, maybe putting your hands on a woman if you're a police officer, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title or in prison for any term of years for life or both, or maybe sentenced to death. Now, I've used this on the three horsemen at the Capitol before, along with their other little CHP there, and I used it on them because they tried to stop me from watching a protest, thinking I was the person who was running the protest. And I let the officer know, before you say another word, I want you to look up on your phone, Title 18, United States Code, Section 242, because if you say one more word to me, I'm going to enact this right. He went back to his phone, he looked at it, and they left us alone. And then as I walked by him a little bit later with a couple of people, I said, you know, I would just sue the SOB down to his grandkids out loud so he could hear it. Because I think that we're all tired of being pushed around, aren't we?
Very much so.
So anyway, I just wanted to read that to you. We have used it before, and I know that Mark knows this, and I don't know, is Harmeet also working with you from the Dillon Law Firm?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
With Naomi.
That's very good. You've got some firepower there. And with the national coverage that they're able to get, that's awesome.
And now, maybe it may not be a bad idea to have the Title 18 printed up. We have a friend who has these on little business cards. It may not be a bad idea to have these to hand out to people so they have it as they move on here, because everything that Newsom's doing is illegal and against the California Constitution as well as the United States Constitution, as you know. So what's your thought process on all this, ladies?
I'm going to have Tara jump in. She's right here. Go ahead, Tara. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for having us on, and thanks, you know, we're all grateful that there are really millions across the country that believe, as we all do, that these emergency orders that have been seized by our governors and the appointed public health officials are unconstitutional, that they were, you know, that they do not have compelling state interests, that they don't, they were not narrowly applied, and it's gone far beyond any timeline that could have ever been, you know, justified maybe at the beginning for a few days while people were figuring out what situation we were really looking at. So, you know, we've been long advocating for people to work within their counties, to organize within their counties, and, you know, work with law enforcement and the sheriffs to say, hey, don't enforce these laws. Don't enforce the appointed, you know, public health officials' laws or executive orders, I should call them, not laws. Don't enforce these illegal executive orders. And I don't know if you've seen, did you hear about the sheriff in Racine, Wisconsin, who has made a statement in the past few days that he will no longer...
Yes.
You did see that.
Yes.
He will not be the enforcement arm of the county public health officer and the governor and the state public health officer for their illegal executive orders, which
is
a model for how every county and community should and can be engaging on this.
Yeah, if you have the cojones to do it, God bless him for doing it. He's doing the right thing.
But Tara, I think I met you at the Capitol when we were there, because I remember after that you ladies protested the whole time. It was just, you know, the thing is that all of us are understanding one thing. We have to find a solution. We have to get back some of our liberty. I mean, frankly, we've lost all of it.
All of it.
You know, the question I like to ask people is whenever we do any kind of seminar or we do any kind of rally or any kind of town hall, is simply that whether it's the light bulb you use, the gas you put in your car, the toys that your kids or grandkids play with, the clothes you wear, ladies, the makeup you wear, the food you eat, the toilet paper you use, name one thing that the government doesn't control in your life, just one.
Exactly.
And I think the thing is that we all have to start standing together. Now, we know that representation basically is the silver bullet here. If you're not represented and the people that we put in office do not don't uphold their constitutional position, their oath, whether it be to the state constitution and the United States Constitution. And as you know, and I'll shut up for a minute because I have another question for you guys, but I just want to let the viewers know this, that basically Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution specifically states that California recognizes the Constitution of the United States of America as the supreme law of the land. And that California is an inseparable part of that. That's Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution. So if that's the case, then the United States Constitution trumps, no pun intended, trumps the Constitution of California. So anything at all that Newsom's doing, first of all, he's already violated Title 8, Code Section 1324, by harboring and shielding illegals, which is another felony. And he's done that with sanctuary states. We gave the
cities.
Cities, and he's made the whole state a sanctuary state. Mm-hmm. Newsom has. So the point is that, you know, in essence, what he's done there is he's violated Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4 of the United States Constitution, because we as states gave that jurisdiction of naturalization to the federal government. It's not within his purview. And mm-hmm. So they've broken the law. The mayor of Oakland broke that law. Padilla's broken the law. Becerra, the attorney general of the state of California, has broken the law. And frankly, what needs to be done is they need to be brought up on federal charges. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're really grateful that the DOJ has come out recently and said that they're going to, you know, threaten legal action against states that have gone too far, that may have gone too far on the shutdowns. And, you know, our position, I'm sure, like yours, is that they've already gone way too far. It was too far on day one. And we appreciate the DOJ, and we're going to hold them to it. And they also need our help. They need our help, all of us. This responsibility is in each of our hands to communicate with, you know, everyone within our counties in particular that are tasked with the management, whether they're elected or appointed, and, you know, community members to start saying, hey, we have to hold the line on this. We're going to have to be the solution for this catastrophe we're in, and to maintain, you know, and to stand for protection of our Constitution. Just like Thomas Jefferson said, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty.
Amen.
And it's really, I think, one of the most important things for any people to ever recognize is the moment that's before them. And we can, you know, it can't be overstated, the moment and time that we're in, how important it is for all of us to stand together and say we are not going to let our constitutional rights and our God-given rights be taken away from us, and we're not going to let these executive and emergency powers be continued. It's no longer going to be up to the tyrants when it's completely not legal and the entire nation is suffering under it. The collateral damage is criminal. And at every level, people should be back to work. They should be in contact with their loved ones who are isolated, whether they're isolated at home or in a nursing home or in a hospital. There should be real solutions. And honestly, shame on every legislator or media or anyone who's bought into the hype that all we need is beds and ventilators, which have proven to be incredibly risky, without talking about real therapeutics, stripping everyone's rights, making people afraid so that they tell on their neighbors, and then literally setting us up for mandatory testing and mandatory contact tracing as permission to be, you know, participate in society. I mean, those absolutely cannot be the grounds that we allow it at any level. So, you know, that's why these protests are so important.
Yep.
To let everyone know that they're not alone, and that the duty is in our hands to stand together right now and to start working at our also local level within our communities and support the businesses that are saying, I'm done, I'm opening my door, I did everything I could, and this is unjust, and I'm going to protect my right to a livelihood, my right for, you know, all my civil and constitutional rights. We need to support those business owners. We need to support the people who have, you know, are advancing real therapeutics, and we need to support our law enforcement to encourage them, who, you know, the elected sheriffs and such, to not comply, to not be the enforcement arm of unconstitutional emergency orders and executive decrees.
And I want to say we also stand solidly with any pastor that keeps the church doors open.
Oh, yeah.
We will be there at every church that has their doors open.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because you're right.
The church has to wake up.
You're right. And it's sad because, you know, as you go on to looking at the churches, I mean, Planned Parenthood's been able to stay open. I mean, Planned Parenthood's essential, but a lot of pastors have declared themselves inessential. Do you guys know who Chris Ann Hall is?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, Chris Ann did it.
She's another friend.
Yeah, on our program. Actually, she helped us write our Constitution for Jefferson. But anyway, getting back to the pastors. Chris Ann did an amazing about 6-minute video that we played not last week but the week before on our program. So if you go back into the archives, you'll be able to listen to that. And we did a whole thing on the churches and a whole thing on it was actually Easter Sunday when we did it, a whole thing on the fact that a lot of pastors have given up. I mean, you know, they're complying with the situation to where it's just, it's unbelievable. I know that we talked to a couple that were saying that, you know, well, you know, you've got to obey the government. You know, God says we have to obey. And I said, wait a second here. If the government is doing something that's unlawful and against God's laws, how do we obey that? And he said, well, that's what we're commanded to do. I said, so what you're saying is that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego were the three biggest sinners in history because they told Nebuchadnezzar to go stick it, that they were not going to worship that golden idol. So anyway, you ladies are amazing. Can you hang on with us for the last segment? We'd love to have you hang on with us. We want to hear more, but we do have to go off to a break.
Talk too. Yeah, great.
Okay, so time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Something I think you understand. Now I need a scrubbing. I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands.
Gotta wash my hands.
Gosh.
At least we're not having to wash our mouth out with soap yet.
That's true. Hey, I did have a gentleman call in, Troy, who wanted some codes repeated, some code sections that you mentioned.
Yeah, it's Title 18. United States Code, Title 18, Code Section 242. So that's Title 18, United States Code, Section 242. I'm looking at a Department of Justice copy right here as I say this. Also, Title 8, Code Section 1324 of the United States Code, which is the violation of the state of California being in violation of trying to say they have the jurisdiction over the United States government on naturalization, which is also a violation of Article 1, Section 8.
And you can probably Google deprivation of rights under color of law.
Yeah.
Deprivation of rights under color of law, and this should pop up. What Terry was reading and that whole paragraph and everything, that should pop up because that's the title of it. Deprivation of rights under color of law. And also, too, in the chat room, we had somebody in here that gave a quote. They said, give me liberty or give me COVID. When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. Thomas Jefferson. So I bet Jefferson didn't have COVID, but it was funny nonetheless. We liked it. We appreciate everybody that participates with us.
We'd love it if we could get you ladies to be on a couple of different programs. Now, Heidi, you have my email address, yes?
Correct. Yes, I do. Okay. So we would welcome that, absolutely.
Okay, so if the ladies want to do that, or if you ladies want to friend Rally Sally on Facebook, that's Rally Sally on Facebook, all of you should friend her so we can start sharing information. Also, we'd like to get you on a couple of radio programs that I can think of right off the top of my head that I know that the host would love to have you guys on. Anyway, any other thoughts you ladies have about this whole thing?
Yes, we did want to talk about how we are having such a hard time getting our message out because of severe censorship and shadow banning. So I wanted to bring Denise in to talk about that.
Sure, sounds good.
Hello.
Hey, Denise.
So thank you for having us on. And Heidi is very much correct. Our information and our calls to action get really shadow banned. My account got suspended for 30 days, and my Instagram, which is, you know, it's a pretty large platform, so I'm able to reach over 100,000 people if it works properly. But, you know, again, the suspension of my account. So it's really important if we can get people to go to our, for now, to our Facebook page, which is Freedom Angels Foundation. There we have calls to action there. But we also had to go to Telegram because social media will be taking us down fairly soon. And our Telegram channel is Freedom Angels Foundation.
Okay.
So if they Google that, they will find you, yes?
Well, yes, Telegram is...
If you have something specific, you could give it to us.
We will. We'll absolutely give you all of our handles. Sorry, Denise, continue.
Okay.
But, yeah, all of our handles, we'll send it over to you, and hopefully it can get shared. You know, right now we're battling Governor Newsom, and he's going to do everything that he can to make sure that our information doesn't come out because he knows thousands of people in California are fed up and they need guidance, and we're able to do that. So, you know, if your listeners can please help us out and go to our pages, and Heidi will provide the handles. But we have calls to action coming out, and we're not going to stop until this stops in California.
Is this still you, Denise, or is this Tara? Who's this?
It is.
It's Denise.
No, it's Denise.
It's Denise still. Okay. It's you ladies are amazing. I mean, this is just it's so great to have, you know, and you're just folks. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's been grassroots in every which way, in every movement that we've had here for liberty, and we need to start getting some of it back. Also, I would suggest you ladies listen to some of the videos that Mark Baird, that's B-A-I-R-D, has done. Just some amazing stuff, especially on the Second Amendment. And I know you all know Clyde, you know, Clyde Barron,
yeah,
of course.
Very
and,
well.
And what a great guy he is. Miss him. But you know, the thing is that we have to all start standing together, and we have mm-hmm. to get the word out. So mm-hmm. any way that you, but like I said, once you get us the information on everything, we will get it out to everybody we know.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate also anyone going to our Freedom Angels Foundation page and really look for our, we have a thing called, we put a post out that say Hero Awards, and they are the ones that show what leadership and integrity looks like, models of it, whether it be a sheriff standing up to protect the Constitution, or a business owner opening their doors, or a doctor or nurse
speaking out about true numbers or a pastor standing for church sovereignty and First Amendment, or activists like our Naomi,
who just walked in the door
yeah,
to hear with us. Right
so
now.
Please share those hero awards far and wide, those posts, because they're really the ones that are the solution, that are in, within our hands, within our capabilities, and our responsibility to do and share. Can Naomi just walked in the door? Can we put her on for just a moment?
You bet. Can you, while she's getting ready, can you tell us again how to get a hold of that so we can share that with people? Because they can hear it right now, so if you let them know what it is.
It's Freedom Angels Foundation is our name on Facebook, and that's where we're posting awards. We're also doing it on Instagram, Freedom_Angels_Foundation, and on Telegram, Freedom Angels Foundation. We're going to be posting the awards all on there.
Okay, perfect. Thank
okay,
you.
We have
and
about,
Naomi is right here.
Okay, Naomi, we have about 4 minutes. Go for it, girl.
Hey, so today our rally is in Pacific Beach at the main lifeguard tower at 1 o'clock, and I'm just asking everybody to come wearing white and just bring your American flag, and this is a peaceful demonstration. The message is peace, and we're just here to uphold the Constitution, the supreme law of the land.
Perfect.
You know, you've had also, personally, I know you've had some difficulties, I heard, and is there some way that, too, we need to, you know, unfortunately, folks, everything takes money, you know, it just does, and I know these ladies definitely, I know when I first met them, they were there, their husbands are paying for motel rooms while they go out there and try to make sure that their children are protected and their constitutional rights are protected and virtually fighting for all of us. So if there's some, is there some place where they can donate and is it tax deductible, et cetera, go right ahead.
So my nonprofit is called Centers for American Liberty, and they are covering my my legal counsel, Harmeet Dillon, with the Dillon Law Group, and Mark Muser. You can donate there. It all goes to my legal fees. I'm not sure if it's tax. I think it is a tax write-off, yes. So it is tax deductible.
Well, that's good because the taxes aren't due until July 15th this year.
Yes, right. Exactly. Right.
So now what's the rest of your day look like, ladies? What is it that you're going to be up to here?
Well, we're going to start at 1, and I'm going to pass out 500 American flags to whoever shows up.
Outstanding.
We have the Constitution on hand that we ordered off Amazon to pass out also. And we're just going to have a grand old American good time.
Now, is anybody going to be Facebooking that live?
Yes, and we're going to have a ton of camera crews. America's Voice will be there with us documenting. Graham Ledger will be there standing side by side with us.
Perfect.
And my attorneys, and we'll have plenty of security, and it will be very safe. And like I said, this is a peaceful protest.
That's good having Graham in there with OAN on there. That's good coverage.
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
And then having Harmeet and Mark involved with there, then you got the other branch
Fox,
there.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
Very
and
good.
I have an attorney coming to stand with me and videotape also, just to see like if anything happens. We have cameras from all angles.
Perfect. And unfortunately, you have to do that, but I'm glad you're doing it because you're thinking ahead just to protect yourselves given what you've experienced already to date with stuff that you've had to deal with. Good grief. Well, God bless you ladies for doing that.
You know, in the professionalism and in the way you do it is you ladies are you know, hey, this is – folks, we've got to support each other. You know, we need to be down in Sacramento. We need to be down there. You know, if there's a barricade, get over the barricade. You know, thing is that we need to be down there. And of course, as the lady said, we have to do everything in a way that it is a peaceful protest. So when we redress our grievances and when we practice our right to assemble to redress our grievances and our free speech, we have to make sure that we're in a position to where we are doing it in a respectful way. That doesn't mean you can't call the kettle black at times, but you know, it's just gotten to a point now where the corruption's the corruption.
All right, well, ladies, thank you. It's time for us to leave, and we want to thank you and God bless you all and be
God
safe.
Bless you. Time has come
for 51.
Thank you.
Let's get her done,
thank
ladies.
You,
you bet.
We all have to pay. It's not our bill. Had no say, you don't serve us, you serve LA. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of
time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.